This is Floor Radio. This is the final part of a three-part series featuring David Romano, the president of Benchmark, Inc. We're talking about WFCA University. Let me ask you to go through some of the courses that you're offering. The inside sales one. Let me ask you about that first. Talk about some of the factors that you covered in that.
Sure. So it's a 3-day inside sales camp that's designed for either brand new rookies, or it's designed for those who used to be big riders that just the light kind of went out. Either they're burnt out or they're just tired and they need to be refreshed a bit. And we do a lot of this stuff in there. We talk about how to plan out your day. We talk about greeting customers, establishing trust, curbing negotiations, what you do when you get inside someone's home to measure, how you present quotes, how do you close the transaction. It is every strategy that a salesperson needs in an action-packed 3-day setting to get them professional at what they do, and they go home with a ton of tools in order to keep up with what they need to do once they get back to the stores, and they love it. We've had people in there that were 17-year veterans, that not veterans in the military, but veterans in a flooring store, and they started off with their arms crossed and really mad because you knew they were there because their owner made them come, and they didn't want to be there. And at the end, their arms are uncrossed. They're the ones that were really vocal in all the role-playing that we were doing, and they're the ones that give the best testimonials because it's something different. We teach stuff that is just, it's refreshing and it's new, and it's relevant because it's taught by people that are successful at what they do. So that's the inside sales camp. Then we do a 2-day outside sales camp that we call it the Hunter Camp, and it's designed to take someone who is really good at convincing people to do business with a company but aren't that good at handling it themselves. So when you hear these stories of, I had this salesperson that was really good, it was crazy, they could convince people to do this work through them, but boy, their paperwork was atrocious, or it was so hard to follow up, and it was crazy to work with, or they didn't get along well with my staff. And we think, well, it's because that was a hunter. It's someone who's really good at getting the business but not really good at handling it. So we have a camp that we teach those people with those mindsets how to go out after 52 different segments of the industry, whether it's easy stuff that we all know about, like builders or designers or retail, Main Street retail kind of stuff, or we can teach them how to go after major employers and schools and churches and pet care centers and restoration groups or insurance adjusters. And we provide them with all the marketing materials they would need to go out after it. We help them set goals. We a lot of different things to work with those guys so they can go out there and grab more business than the companies even imagine that were out there.
Mm-hmm. Are more and more retailers looking to outside salespeople, ones that never did that before?
Well, I think what they're looking for, David, is they all want to grow their business, so they're looking to go steal someone who worked for another company and bring over a book of business that usually doesn't happen. We call those unicorns in the recruiting business. It's just they don't exist, but you can find a little pony and paint it pink and strap on a fake horn and think you got a unicorn, but it's not. And I think back to industries like pharmaceuticals, and they hire pharmaceutical reps that don't have a lot of experience, and obviously they don't manufacture the prescriptions, but can go out there and build relationships and bonds, and they end up getting a lot of prescriptions written. And that's kind of the same philosophy of this outside sales camp.
I got
it's very successful. The problem is that you've got to have the right person attend those camps in order for it to be highly successful when you get back. So if you send someone to the camp who is good at working with customers, but doesn't say at the end, so are you going to buy this or not? Or based on everything we've heard, or everything that we've discussed, this is the right product for you, or sounds like a great choice, can we go ahead and put that on the schedule for you? you're sending the wrong person. Because it's not someone who's good at working with customers. It's someone who's good at getting people to say yes. And it's a really great camp.
I've got you.
It's probably one of my favorites that we do.
Now,
we also do a two-day owner camp, and we bring in owners that bring in their financials. They get to benchmark their performance against all the rest of the flooring industry, because we do all the financial benchmarking for the flooring industry. Then we also talk about ratios they should pay attention to. We talk about dashboards they should look at. We talk about how to pay people. We talk about how to measure people's performance and really give them a good idea of what it takes to run a very successful flooring company from a systems perspective and from a benchmarking perspective. And the byproduct is they're in a room with a bunch of other owners for 2 days, and they bounce a lot of ideas off each other. It's a really magical experience, because they can learn from not just us, but from people just like them.
That would seem to be the real core. You get these guys in there who want to change their business, and I suppose you even talk about training in there.
We do. So it's not necessarily for those who want to change their business, because that probably requires more consulting than it does a camp, because there's lots of moving parts. But it's to bring them in to let them know what a business done right looks like, what a profitable, productive flooring company looks like. So when they go back, because they go back with a strategic plan about how to implement stuff, they can hold their team and their managers accountable to making sure that they do the right things. It's not meant to overwhelm somebody and convince them they need consulting. It's meant to show them the framework of how their whole team should function.
I see. Now, you also offer sales management. Talk about that.
We do. So in today's world, millennials that work in an organization that say they're happy at what they do want one thing, and they want to feel as if what they're doing inside that company is bettering themselves. It's not always about the money, because they'll go back home, live with mom and dad, and they'll go back to school, and they're not motivated by what the earlier generations are. So it shows you that today, more important than ever, is the need to train them and manage them differently. So we teach sales managers on how to set bottom-up goals or collaborative goals. We teach them how to monitor performance. We teach them how to train them. We teach them how to coach them. We teach them how to manage and mentor them. We teach them how to follow up on all their quotes to make sure that we get it closed. So it's a really neat camp for those people who are non-selling sales managers, or for owners that go and realize what sales management looks like done right, so they can go hire managers to manage their team, and they know what it looks like.
Well, I gotcha. Now, you do these camps on the road. When you go into one city, do you offer all of these various courses or not?
Yeah, great question. What we tried to do is look at the map of the U.S. and look at major cities, and we tried to go into each of those major areas. So let's say we wanted to do, like, Northern California. We wanted to be able to hit each region once a year with a camp. Avoid the owner's camp, because there's just four of them a year, and you can't go into major cities. There's only four you can go into, so we try to do those in really cool places. But other than that, we tried to make sure that there was a sales management camp, an inside sales camp, and an outside sales camp held in those regions at least once a quarter. And then if you needed to send somebody because you had an immediate need, there was camps being held in other parts of the country.
I've got you. Now, I also saw on the website installation for salespeople. I guess that's something that Tom Jennings does?
Yeah, it's a really neat camp that he does. It's a one-day camp that's added on to either the front end or the back end of the three-day inside sales camp, where he focuses on teaching salespeople how to sell insulation from the retail side of it and the importance of it and how you can really set your company apart by having salespeople who know how to talk about the professional technicians that are behind the scenes.
I see. Well, that's,
he's gotten great reviews with that camp as well.
I've been to one of those before, and very, very beneficial and timely, I ought to say, as well. Now,
and, you know, the WFCA is certainly open to, if there was a regional group of people, so let's say one of the WFCA affiliate groups, or let's say one of the regional network groups or the neighborhood network groups inside of CCA got together and said, you know what, we'd love to do a training. We want to do a three-day inside sales camp, but we want to do it in Indianapolis. And as long as there's enough demand for it, the WFCA will put on a camp for those particular owners in that area.
Oh, very interesting.
Do a one-off for them.
Very interesting. How can people learn more about this?
So you can go to the WFCA website. So it's WFCA-pro.org, and you can see what they're doing there, or you can go to the Benchmark Inc. website, which is B as in boy, MARKINC.com, and click on the training and see what's out there through either of those different things. And then there's a lot of information that comes through email blasts that the WFCA University sends out, and there's some stuff in the trade magazines. And then we'll be at Surfaces, TICE, that anybody can come up and get more information about what the WFCA is doing, which is a lot. I certainly have to applaud what the team has done over the last 24 months in acquiring CFI and these universities and the installation school, and there's just a ton of stuff being offered by the WFCA these days.
Now, you mentioned benchmarking. You're doing that for the WFCA. When are we going to see that?
We opened it, closed it, and reopened it. So it's going to close again at the end of the year, and then the folks who participated can just go online and print their own individual reports. We don't consolidate information and really look at the data at all because we want to keep it confidential. So the platform that they submit data on, they're actually able to generate their own reports in the privacy of their own stores.
I've got you. Well, I know there's a lot of things you're doing independent of this, and I'm going to have you back on shortly here to talk about some of those things, David. But my hat's off to you, what you've been doing for the WFCA and the WFCA University. If there's any way we can help you, just let me know.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it. It's always great to talk to you.
Always great talking to you, David. We've been talking with David Romano. He's the founder and president of Benchmark, Inc., and he's the guy who put together WFCA University. And this is Floor Radio.